Today I want to talk about glorious and dangerous freedom. There is one great fallacy that people who escape from abuse or emerge from abuse have to negotiate, and that's the idea that now that they're out of this incredibly abusive situation, life is going to be safer. In other words, they mistakenly accept as a premise that there's nothing as dangerous or more dangerous or as traumatic or more traumatic that's impending over them than what they have been through. And that is a fallacy. It's possible that you could go through an abusive situation or abusive time in your life, you get out of it, and you never encounter that again. I really doubt that, but that could happen, but it's not guaranteed. What's more likely is that after dealing with abusive people, sociopathic people, selfish people, cruel people, especially early in your life, you are going to meet cruel and abusive people again in your life. And sadly, you might meet them very quickly after getting out of an abusive situation. So it's a fallacy and a dangerous mistake to think, now I'm out of that situation, now I'm going to live happily ever after, or to assume that somehow living happily ever after is sort of owed to you or a natural outcome of having escaped. Regrettably, that's not true. I wish that it were, but it's not. So today we're going to talk about glorious and dangerous freedom. It is dangerous to be free. It might have been horrible to have been in a lockdown control situation like Hepzibah House or the New Bethany Home or an abusive church. But freedom, while it's great and it's fun, is very, very dangerous. And so let's talk about this. In 2011, I was a victim of an attempt to assassinate my character on Facebook. I'm not going to go into details, but you can read the history of the attempt on my blog page. I took screenshots of everything said about me, and I will keep them posted until my accuser recants and apologizes. No evidence was produced to validate the claims made by my accuser. No specific instances were given in which I had ever harmed a lamb. Some of the claims against me were ridiculous, like the accusation that because I use a lot of Bible verses, I'm too much like fundamentalism, or the accusation that I'm a secret agent for Bob Jones University. But to my surprise, a lot of people believed my accuser, and a mini lynching mob went out onto Facebook and tried to disrupt a group where I posted regularly with loud and broad attacks against my character. Facebook itself put a stop to that nonsense. But I was stunned at how quickly and with no evidence whatsoever so many people immediately believed that I was a secret agent reporting back to Bob Jones University. Bear in mind, this is after I put in 10 years of reporting abuses in Christian fundamentalism, including abuses from Bob Jones University graduate pastors. After having produced two audio documentaries on abusive churches or abusive schools, and while trying to produce an audio Bible read by women, I was stunned that somebody claimed that I was exploiting victims of church abuse. All the projects that I have conducted at my own expense. But these gullible, easily manipulated people soon came knocking at my door to apologize for having believed this and having acted against me. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but apparently the same paranoia that launched attacks against me also attacked them. And one person lamented that now he had no group to which he could belong, as though belonging to a Facebook group were some type of real meeting of human contact. And I wondered, how did these people, as adults who had suffered so much as children, get so turned around again in such short order by some Pied Piper on a Facebook survivors group? So now on the podcast, I want to talk about how to survive being a survivor. Being free is great, the most wonderful thing in the world, but being free is also dangerous, at times the most dangerous thing in the world. Instead of blithely promising never to trust anybody again or never to trust a certain person again, though I agree some people are not trustworthy, and swinging on the pendulum of emotions going back and forth, it's better to start developing your own ethics of responsible living while being free. In other words, the main question is not, can I trust this person? Can I trust that person? The main question is, how do I make myself a person who can live bravely and responsibly with this freedom that I now have? And you already know the foundational rules of how to conduct your mind when you are in a group. verify what you are told in any matter. It doesn't matter what other people think. Verify it for yourself. Look for two or more witnesses that must agree on specific details. Go to the source. Get both sides of any story you are told. Get the accused person's side of the story. Never do something because others are doing it too. Never believe it because others are believing it. When everybody else is clamoring over something, be silent. Think through the reasoning that a person gives for his or her actions. If you are a Christian, then read and learn the Bible for yourself. And remember, the rules of Christianity, the real rules, never stop applying. To love rather than hate, to forgive rather than avenge, to seek reconciliation rather than to seek division where possible, to pray for others rather than to call down wrath upon them, to be poor in spirit before God about your own sinfulness and weakness, to seek peace, to love mercy. Anybody can keep looking for a perfect world, a better place, a trouble-free zone, but I guarantee nobody's going to find it in this present world. Whatever you find will develop its own problems and troubles and may just ensnare you yet again. Every relationship you enter will develop crisis points, turn sour, include pain, and will ultimately require reevaluation and then a heck of a lot of work on your part to keep it going. But that's the reality. Relationships take work. If you never develop the strength and responsibility required to be free, then you will simply continue to be fooled and subjugated by people who have learned to live their lives by manipulating and ruling others. Being free and able to choose your own course doesn't exclude the possibilities of loneliness, grief, outright suffering, etc., but being free is its own reward in terms of not having to swallow the garbage of others or slave for them wittingly or unwittingly. You have to develop yourself to be a knowledgeable, courageous, responsible person. And then you're free. As the goose called to Wilbur, an hour of freedom is worth a barrel of slops.